At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. Already in progress. Hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We question why this game is being played tonight, the Packers and 49ers, and maybe not move to Sunday. We've done it before on a Thursday night game. I'd like to see these teams as close to full strength as possible. Obviously, the Niners have had more injuries or lost players to more games due to injury than any other team, 124, not even close. Next closest, I think, the Philadelphia Eagles. But you have this game coming up tonight. Packers don't have running backs. The Niners don't have wide receivers. And Green Bay goes in. Green Bay usually rebounds after they lose a game. And after losing to Minnesota, you would expect them to win. What happens if they don't win tonight? What happens if the Niners continue to run the football at the Green Bay Packers? This was one of those games where you looked at Thursday night, and Thursday night became really attractive this week when the season started because you got a rematch of the NFC title game. The Packers are favored by 7 against the Niners. We'll check in with the Niners coming up. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, dpshow. Say good morning to Peacock. They carry all 3 hours of this program, and we're part of the Fox Sports Radio lineup. McLovin, at the end of last hour, said, interesting poll results. I asked the question, should this game be played tonight? I'm going to guess that America wants this game played tonight, McLovin.
You are correct. Yeah. 78% say yes. But I agree with you. It's not fair. You're not seeing the real Niners.
I think if you're an NFL fan, you're saying, I'd rather see a watered-down version of these two teams than no football tonight. Now, you do have college football tonight. Utah State, Nevada, Wyoming, and Colorado State. But if I would like to see both of these teams as close to full strength as possible. You've lost some marquee players. You know, Garoppolo is not going to be playing due to an ankle injury and not going to be playing for quite some time. But I would like to, if it meant moving to Sunday or Monday, would that be a a more fair approach to this game? That would be the only question I had for the NFL. Yes, Paulie.
As McClellan said, it's not fair. It's not fair to the Niners or not fair to us as consumers.
I don't think it's fair to either team. Like, the Packers are going out there without any running back.
But their behavior, their decisions got them to where they are. Whatever they did wrong or right, you know, with the protocols got them to where they are. They're both in the same boat.
Well, it doesn't mean that you were doing something they shouldn't have done. You could have come in contact with somebody,
sure.
And it's not your fault.
No, but what I'm saying, they you know, the NFL is being fair to those two teams and scheduling when they are. They're both in a jam. It's not like there's not an offensive lineman to be had.
Well, but why did they move the Patriots game a couple of weeks ago?
I think they had more flexibility a couple of weeks ago. And McLovin said in the first hour, they don't want to get too backed up here if they don't have to.
Yeah, McLovin.
I think it's night and day. The difference for the Niners, who cares about running back? It's 2020 NFL. I feel like the Packers are much less handicapped. The Niners, they have no receivers. Trent Williams is out, and they're already without their starting quarterback and their best player, George Kittle. It's a disaster.
Yeah. I just think it's a bad look for the NFL. The NFL wants to put a good product out there, not, hey, we're just going to, hey, let's test Americans, see if they'll watch any kind of football. Yep, they did, and that's what's going to happen tonight. Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, your flannel destination for the whole family this fall. You go in. You know when you go in and you buy a Christmas tree? They got all the Christmas trees stacked up. That's what it feels like when you go into Bass Pro Shops. All of the flannel that's there. It's like a forest of flannels. Yes. And you go in there now. Flannel Fest at retail locations across North America. Shop the current flannel deals in-store or online. This caught my attention. Shams Charania, he is a great NBA insider. He says that, quote, I'm told Philadelphia is expected to be interested in and pursue James Harden. Now, there's a report that Harden moving from Houston, or Houston would move on from him, is currently a non-starter. And then I started to think, well, you're not going to get Harden, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid. If you're Houston, and I said you could have Ben Simmons and throw in somebody else for James Harden, would you do that? Philadelphia, I get why they would want to do this. But Doc Rivers just got there. And I thought all along, Doc just wanted to see those two together, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, and see what they could do with that roster. Now, they're in cap purgatory because I think Tobias Harris makes almost as much as James Harden does. That's a problem. Tobias Harris, nice player. James Harden is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, if you said I could trade Tobias Harris for James Harden, I would do that right now. But you got to dump some salary here. You got Al Horford at $100 million.
God. Forgot about that.
Yes. Yes. The Al Horford deal. But if I'm Doc Rivers and I could bring James Harden to the East with Joel Embiid, it's weird. I because when you play with Harden, you watch Harden a lot. And I don't know if Joel Embiid is going to be keen on that. Ben Simmons doesn't shoot. It almost feels like Ben Simmons and James Harden, to me, makes more sense. One shoots, one doesn't. One is a slasher. I mean, Ben Simmons can get to the rim. He's a good defensive player. I would get rid of Joel Embiid, and I would keep Ben Simmons if I could get James Harden. Now, I don't know if Houston would entertain that. If I'm Houston, we're not going to win anything. But, you know, we still have a team that people are interested in watching. James Harden is must-see TV. The problem is you can't trade Russell Westbrook Jr. III because that contract and his age, he still can't shoot. And in today's NBA, no, he's a liability. He wants to shoot where Ben Simmons doesn't want to shoot. The problem is Russ, he thinks he can shoot. And if I have James Harden and Ben Simmons, I know Ben will be, he'll do other things. And he doesn't have to handle the ball. He can, and he is great. You know, if you get him full court, he goes downhill. He can get to the hoop. And I would just say, look, I want you to concentrate on doing all these other things. Now, I don't think Houston trades James Harden. I wouldn't. But if I can get Joel Embiid and something, I guess I would entertain it. But you can't trade Westbrook. But the fact that Philadelphia is expected to be interested in and pursue James Harden. We're interested in, but now you're pursuing. That got my attention with Shams with his report. Yeah, Paulie.
Al Horford's 34 years old, the forward for the 76ers. He's averaging about 11-7.
Yeah.
Guess what he's getting paid the next four seasons? $28 million, $28 million, $28 million, $28 million. Guaranteed. No way out.
What is Tobias Harris making? Does he make like $35 million a year? Yeah, McLovin.
But I think the Sixers view Embiid as the untouchable. I don't think they would do Embiid for Harden. Because, like, he's one of the most talented big men ever. Like, there's something there, you know, skill-wise.
Something there, but I know what I get with James Harden. Right. I don't know what I have with Joel Embiid. Because there are games where you go, God, is he talented? But it just feels like each week I'm seeing a different Joel Embiid. I'm not quite sure. And I don't think he... I don't know if he gets along with Ben Simmons. I don't want to say he doesn't, but it feels like there's a lack of chemistry there. And if I have Embiid in Houston, but then I don't know how Westbrook would react to something like that. Because, you know, they went all in to get Westbrook in Houston. They traded away their future to get Westbrook there. Yeah, Paul.
The Sixers, Tobias Harris. Next four seasons, $33 million, $36 million, $39 million, God. $41 million. Guaranteed.
Isn't it amazing that the NBA has this deal, or had these deals, where you have guys that you would not watch if they were playing in your driveway? You wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Is it raining out?
No.
Okay, maybe I'd probably watch. If Tobias Harris was in my driveway.
If he was shooting hoops in your driveway.
Full uniform?
Yes.
Is there anything else on TV?
Mac football.
I'm out. I'm okay. Out watching Mac. Good point.
You take a peek for a couple of minutes.
I would just look
through the
out.
Blinders.
I would just take a peek, see his shooting form. That's it. Other than that, I met his dad. You know, had a drink with his dad. Didn't know it was his dad. And we're watching when we're in Los Angeles. I'm at the bar, and all of a sudden he's in there watching his son, you know, on TV, and we struck up conversation. And I really liked him with the Clippers, but I don't really like him for $38, $40 million.
Crazy.
Tobias Harris, or throw out any of these guys. John Wall, for God's sakes, is going to make $47 million, I think. What is that, next year? If John Wall was in the man cave right now and said, do you want to shoot some hoops? I don't know if I would.
Yeah, it's just a little pickup?
No. Yeah, see.
Now you're not being truthful. That's not true.
I would go out just to see a shooting form and that's it.
You'd tell him.
I would critique it.
You know, your handles are a little spotty.
Yeah. But these salaries are crazy. Yes, McLovin.
You're the only one. You always talked about Tobias Harris back when he was at Detroit.
I liked him when he was. If I could get him for $12 million, I really loved Tobias Harris.
You came in the morning. I was like, you mean Gary Harris? I was like, I didn't even know who you were talking about.
He's going to. If you say he is paid $38 million at some point.
Well, it's going to be 18% less of that $38 million.
Oh, okay.
So now it's more of a bargain.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Isn't the face of it always Alan Crabb, though?
I know. Poor Alan Crabb.
He's a new John Konkak.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
Chris Paul is making $38 million this upcoming season. $38 million. I know he's still a good player. Kyle Lowry's making $35 million. Blake Griffin's making $35 million.
God.
Tobias Harris is the 10th highest paid player in the entire NBA. He makes more than Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson. Gordon Hayward's making $33
million. God.
Oh, Christ.
It's just...
Paul Millsap's making $31 million.
It's incredible. And I know you have this TV deal, and you only have to pay a certain number of players, and that's why you have these exorbitant salaries. Man.
Otto Porter Jr.'s making $29 million? Where have I been?
And rightfully so. Can you tell me what team he's on?
When in doubt, a wizard. That's always the NBA rule. By the way, Alan Crabb made 18.5 last year.
I know he's a bargain. At $18 million a year.
I don't think he has a team now, though.
Just the... Man. That's what... What is John Wall going to make at the end of this salary or this contract? $47 million a year, I think.
That's correct. He's 2 years away from that.
God. Harrison Barnes has made a solid living for himself.
If Harrison Barnes was outside shooting hoops, I would not go outside.
Fair.
I wouldn't. No offense.
No offense.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, no offense.
You're just saying you wouldn't walk 50 feet to watch a pro basketball.
Oh, you thought I said no offense. It was no offense. Big difference there. Yes, McLovin.
Harrison Barnes, I would think, is he a Maverick now? That guy jumps around a lot.
Let's play the Harrison Barnes
game. Even more anonymous.
Okay, Paulie.
I'm going to guess Sacramento Kings.
I was going to say Sacramento.
Ding, 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 ding.
Is that where he is still? Yeah. Okay. Because I watched my Sacramento Kings.
Give you a good solid 18-7.
I even watched the Sacramento Kings, and I didn't remember Harrison Barnes being on the Sacramento Kings. Yes, Todd?
So if he asked you to shoot around right outside, then nah, I'm good, you'd say? Maybe some other time? Who knows when he's going to be back in town to the Connecticut area?
If I haven't gotten my nap, then no, I'm not going to go outside and play. But if you... How many players would you truly sit and watch in a game? If I said you got to watch a game, how many players would you do that in the NBA? Yeah, see.
Am I already in the city or do I have to travel to it?
No, you're just watching on TV.
Oh, you're just watching on TV?
Yeah. I'll make it easy on you.
When I turn the TV on, is the channel already on that game?
Yes.
Or is it on another game and I have to switch channels?
No, it's there for you.
All right. So you turn the TV on, it's already on. Now you have to choose to turn away from it.
Yes.
Am I allowed to go one time through the channels and then come back? No. I can't go through the guide?
No.
Dang.
No.
Early season, I would like to watch an entire game of Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant with the Nets.
Okay.
That would be my... If I was all the games on for the first day of the NBA season, and that was one of the games, that's a game I would lock on.
Okay, but how many players would you actually tune in to watch a game? Yes, McLovin?
All right, nobody in this room watched Kyrie with the... What team was he on last year? Well, he played like 30 games with the Nets. Like, he's not a must-tune. After the novelty wears off.
Those two together.
Durant's the most boring guy there is. He's not must-watch either. He's an 18-foot jumper. I watch Zion. Left all Zion all day.
Okay, okay. So Zion is one. We can all agree on that. Luka Doncic.
Yep.
The return of Steph Curry. James Harden. Now, you got to watch the game. The whole game.
Oh, no. Okay. Not James Harden. I know if I watch the first 2 minutes, I've seen the whole game.
27 foul shots.
Okay.
I'd rather watch videos of James Harden dancing on the bench than I would actually.
Okay.
That's a lot of fun.
How about Trae Young? Anybody interested? Yes, Tom?
I like Trae. Any love for Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell after what they did in the bubble, or you're not going to spend the time?
Not a whole game. Donovan Mitchell, really good player. Not watching a whole game. Yeah, McLovin.
You're going to watch LaMelo. I'm telling everyone, they're going to watch LaMelo. Because of his dad and all the hype, and ESPN is going to turn him into a star.
Okay. They couldn't turn Lonzo into a star.
But he's different than Lonzo. He's been famous for a long time.
Yeah, but why would you watch the kid because of his dad?
Because he's going to be on the news all the time.
Yeah, but are they going to have a camera on his dad while the kid's playing so you can see them at the same time?
Name awareness.
I mean, I'd be curious to start the season with LaMelo. I will be. Yeah, Paul.
The problem with LaMelo Ball, he's kind of the opposite of Zion. Zion, we saw 31 national TV games at Duke, and he became branded. What he could do. Now I want to see this at the next level. LaMelo Ball is a guy who's more mystery. He's playing in Lithuania against a bunch of guys. No one's seen him play except for YouTube. So he's different. He's a mystery, but he's not hot like Zion was.
Yeah, I mean, Zion was already established. He was a brand before he got to the NBA. Yeah, McLovin.
LaMelo has 5.6 million Instagram followers.
Well, great.
I mean, it's huge. He's an international star already.
Okay.
It's just like, and he's got the name.
Is he an international star or will he be a national star?
I have no idea. But name another. No one's going to tune in for Anthony Edwards.
No, they're not. Or James Wiseman. But we were talking about established players. I'll tune in to see LeBron.
LeBron, definitely.
I don't tune in to see Kawhi. Kawhi's boring. Yes, Todd.
Jimmy Butler, not a whole game? He has his moments
when
he gets
I would tune in. I would include his entire team. I loved watching the Heat this year. And I would, but that might be played out right now. Like, I moved on. Tyler Hero and Duncan Robinson, Goran Dragic, Bam Adebayo. I like the whole team. But no, I'm not tuning in to see Jimmy Butler. Just Jimmy Butler. You got to watch the entire game. It's not one of those, hey, I'm going to watch first quarter, first half, watch the highlights. You don't get that luxury. Like the Greek Freak. You're tuning in to watch the Greek Freak. Fred Van Vliet. Pascal Siakam. Yes, McLeod.
How about Jason Tatum, a young guy?
No.
No.
Mm. Like, who really captures your imagination where you go, God, I can't wait to watch this?
You're trying to get ready for the season. We're just
Are we sure Luka's on the must-watch list next year? He's kind of a slog to watch, too.
A slog?
He's a 20-foul shot a game guy, too. He's got a lot of Harden.
He's probably gotten to the level of you plug in numbers, like you're not seeing anything that's amazing. You know, I think that the reason why that there was a fascination or a brief fascination is he hit that shot against the Clippers. And it was like, oh my God. And then he put up these incredible numbers. And the fact that the Clippers were trying to taunt him and rough him up, then it became really interesting to see how he was going to handle that. But you're right. I mean, Luka, if you say Luka's going to go 27-9-9 this year, it'll be a couple of games where you go, oh my God, did you see that triple-double? Steph Curry still is, must-see TV. There's probably Damian Lillard. I would watch Damian Lillard. Yeah, McLovin.
If a guy like Luka wins a championship, though, which is very, very possible, does that makes him must-watch in a way, right?
I don't think Dirk was must-see TV, and they won a title. I don't know. There's just certain players that are really good, but it doesn't. There's no tune-in factor there. Yes, Tom.
Joker is very much like that. He's athletic for a big guy, but he's not someone you want to watch for four quarters at all. Maybe not even two quarters.
No. That's a guy that I want to see highlights of, and I'll look at the box score. But I don't. I mean, a crisp bounce pass, backdoor pass. I mean, it's nice. I'm a busy guy. I got other things to do.
But this is a weird conversation because I'll text you on a Tuesday night
in
February.
I'm different.
And you're watching the Sac Kings against Charlotte.
Yes. I have a sickness.
You almost feel like it's a duty.
Yes. You said duty.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Todd.
You did say duty.
I went duty and went to, hey, Todd.
I saw you did.
Okay. Theme show.
Okay. Nice. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, I thought you had something to say.
No, I was kind of jumping on the duty comment.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. All right. We'll check in with the 49ers. Should this game be played tonight? Are we staying with that poll question, McLovin?
We have some other options. We could go into you just asked, who would you rather have, Ben Simmons or James Harden, 31 versus 23?
Well, but you have to ask that from the Sixers with James Harden or the Rockets. Like, are you asking, if you're the Rockets, do you want Ben Simmons or James Harden?
Maybe it's more interesting from the Sixers standpoint because they have a new coach.
Okay. If you want to throw that up there.
Or we could get into the who should tank.
Who...
Like, I'm curious, like, the Vikings, like, do you, not tank, but who should...
No, because they have a really talented rookie wide receiver, and they have Dalvin Cook. I don't know if they can tank. And unless they replace Kirk D. Cousins, but, it's not a great team, but they do have, if you say these are the building blocks, we got a legit running back and a legit wide receiver. You know, maybe Thielen's not there much longer. Maybe you're looking for a tight end down the road. Is Mike Zimmer the right coach for this team as you move forward? I don't know those things, but I can't see the Vikings tanking with those two guys in the lineup. We'll also hear from Antonio Brown coming up in a little bit. We'll take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. We got some phone calls coming up. I'll get to those. 877-3DP-SHOW. Dallas Cowboys are 13.5-point underdogs against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The over-under is 42 for entertainment purposes only. The Cowboys have yet to cover the spread in their first 8 games of the season. They have failed to cover by an average of 10 points per game. And they could be the first team in modern NFL history to start 0-9 versus the spread. It seems like a big number. Pittsburgh, by the way, 6-1 record against the spread, and their games have hit the over in 5 out of 7 opportunities this season. Dallas averaging 23 points. They surrender 33 points. By the way, Dallas has not scored a touchdown in 2 games. Other than that, Everything's fine here. You got the game coming up tonight. I wonder why it's being played, but the 49ers insider for NBC Sports Bay Area will have better answers than I do. Matt Maiocco, who's in his 26th year covering the 49ers. Matt, thanks for joining us. Why are they playing this game tonight?
Well, because it's the NFL, and the NFL can do whatever the heck it wants, and they want to play football on a Thursday night. Hey, Dan, some late-breaking news here. My colleague at NBC Sports Bay Area, Jennifer Lee Chan, reports that there were no positive test results from the 49ers, and even the player who tested positive yesterday, Kendrick Bourne, tested negative. So those players won't be available to play in tonight's game. Had it been a Sunday game, they would be able to play, but that might give you a little indication there too, is that, you know, they don't, at least at this point, believe that there's some outbreak going on with the 49ers.
Have they been able to practice?
They had a practice win Tuesday night, and then after the building was cleared last night, they had a very brief walkthrough. So it's a Thursday game, and so generally teams don't do a whole lot of practicing before a Thursday game. But they did their meetings on Zoom yesterday, and then a very brief get-together for a walkthrough last night.
We see this with teams that go to the Super Bowl, lose the Super Bowl. There's a Super Bowl hangover. But how do you explain what's happened to the Niners this year?
I tell you what, you know, speaking from experience, I've never had a hangover anything like what the 49ers are experiencing. I mean, we're talking, and I don't know if you can put it on the Super Bowl. I think there might have been a little bit of a mindset, you know, going into this season of, hey, let's just get back to the Super Bowl and win it this time, which isn't really, I don't think, the mindset you want. But when you're talking about, you know, 12 players on injured reserve, and those are significant players. Two more will be going on, Jimmy Garoppolo and George Kittle. You have two players on the PUP list, four players on the COVID-19 list. So when you look at the team that's suiting up tonight, theoretically suiting up tonight, compared to the team that played the Packers in the NFC Championship game, it bears no resemblance. So you can't necessarily expect, you know, a team without Richard Sherman, without Nick Bosa, without DeForest Buckner, who was traded away, without Garoppolo, Kittle, without their top three running backs. I mean, I could go on and on and on. You can't expect a team like that compared to what the team looked like last year to just pick right up and steamroll through the NFC. So they're 4-4 right now, which puts them in the race, but I just don't know who they're going to, you know, they're going to be relying on Nick Mullins and Jamichael Hasty tonight and Ross Dwelly at tight end, a bunch of guys you've never heard of.
So you definitely need a program tonight, even if you're a Niners fan.
Yes. At some point I will be posting like a list on Twitter of numbers and players, because I mean, myself included, but there'll be a lot of fans tuning in who have no idea who might be touching the ball. And another added element of this, not one player from that NFC Championship game who touched the ball for the 49ers on offense will be suiting up tonight.
Other than that,
center, by the way, that includes the center.
Oh. When Garoppolo is good, is he great? Can he be great?
I think when he's good, he's good. You know, and that's kind of the issue, I think, with him is.
Is that good enough, though, Matt?
You know what? If you're talking about going forward for next season with a cap that's going down, with a salary expected to be, you know, he'll be $25 million next year. You know, I don't look at him right now as a player, as a quarterback who enables Kyle Shanahan to just say, oh, this is great. He does all the things I need him to do and more, so we can put more on his plate. To me, it's kind of, I mean, just look at the playoffs last year where, you know, he wasn't asked to throw. And in that NFC Championship game, he only dropped back 8 times. So I think there's an element of the 49ers offense of running the ball, running the ball, running the ball. And that's a lot by necessity because, you know, I just don't know that he's the kind of quarterback. He just put it on his shoulders. I mean, Dan, frankly, at the end of the 2017 season, when he had been with the team for just a couple of weeks and he stepped into the lineup and played some really good football, and the 49ers had a bad team that year. They had only had one win up to that point. They ended up winning the final 5 games of the season. That Jimmy Garoppolo, is a heck of a lot like the Jimmy Garoppolo that we saw last year and even the healthy games this year. My point being that with Kyle Shanahan, he would expect his quarterback to go like Matt Ryan, you know, like good one year and then great the next. And that maturation, that improvement, we never saw from Jimmy Garoppolo.
If I said to Kyle Shanahan, you can trade Jimmy Garoppolo straight up for Matt Ryan.
I think that deal's made.
Yeah.
And I'd even go so far as to say Kirk Cousins. I mean,
wow.
Kyle likes Kirk Cousins. You know, Kyle had his mindset on Kirk Cousins getting him as a free agent for the 2018 season. And then Bill Belichick basically gift wrapped Garoppolo. And I mean, Jimmy's a good player. He had a good season last year, but he hasn't taken that next step. And, you know, some of it you can place on the injury issue this year, two different high ankle sprains, but I just don't know that he functions in Kyle Shanahan's offense the way Shanahan wants him to function.
I know you're a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. If Antonio Brown did not come back and play football, how would the Hall of Fame selection committee view Antonio Brown's career?
That's a good question. You know, I would look at it based on who he's up against. You know, you look at, there's so many guys out there. I wouldn't consider him a slam dunk, but I don't know that, you know, we would as a group, I should only speak for myself. I wouldn't look at any of the off the field stuff and the craziness that's happened over the past couple of years. He's a heck of a player.
But you're not supposed to factor that in.
No, you're not. You could factor it in from the sense that he left a lot of football, you know, on his couch because he didn't make himself available to play because of off the field stuff. I think that's an area, a little bit of a gray area there, but
quitting on a team. I mean, I understand. And you guys have a tough job. I get it. But you know, like T.O. Mm-hmm. Michael Irvin, you know, when you do things off the field that affects your team on the field, then I have to account for that.
Yeah, and I think you could make that same argument with Antonio Brown, right? That he's done stuff that has affected teams. So, I mean, it's down the road. I don't necessarily like to look at guys and say, oh, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. There are a couple of guys who are, but remember now, we can only elect 5 modern era candidates every year. So unless you're Tom Brady, you know, or Aaron Rodgers, or you name a few,
is handful JJ
of guys.
Watt a Hall of Famer today?
I would think so. Yeah, okay. I would think so. Okay. I mean, I can't guarantee you he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think I was a little bit surprised. A little bit surprised to say Jason Taylor and Brian Urlacher were first ballot Hall of Famers. But, you know, they got in. They were going to get in eventually. I'm not saying that they weren't Hall of Famers. But when you start looking at that, I think where it's changed in recent years is that there used to be this queue, right? Well, this guy's waited long enough. He's a Hall of Famer. He deserves to get in. And now it's just like, you know, plug him in, get him in there now.
What's the craziest argument you ever heard?
Oh,
when you're in the room.
You know what? I don't know that I've heard anything. It's pretty straightforward.
It doesn't get heated?
Oh yeah, it gets heated. Dan, my first year on, I made the case for Terrell Owens, and it got heated. It got heated to the point that some of my friends were in that room were coming up to me afterward and like saying, "Hey, sorry about that." And so I'm like, you can't take it personally, but oh no, it gets heated. But last year, I don't think it got heated at all. It's kind of what you're talking about. It's those kind of polarizing candidates where people really take a stand one way or the other. But through most of it, you can kind of, you know, last year, I don't know that there was any negativity in that room. It was just that, hey, you know, this guy's great, but we like this guy better. I mean, I don't recall anyone just going after a candidate last year or even the last couple of years. So most of it is very positive because all the guys in that room are there for a reason.
Julian Edelman.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I think that one might take a while. I just don't know that he's had the career, the regular season career, the numbers. I mean, if you look at the postseason.
But has somebody ever gone into the Hall of Fame and not been a Pro Bowl player?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Would you rather have Julian Edelman's career or Calvin Johnson?
I don't know. Who made more money?
Calvin Johnson did.
Yes. Yeah. So
you take that?
No, I mean, I think probably Calvin Johnson, and he's up, I believe, this year. He's a first ballot candidate this year. But he's a tough one, too, because, you know, when you get into, like, I thought Patrick Willis had a strong case to at least be in the top 15 his first year. I mean, basically every year he played in the league, he was an all-pro player. He was a Pro Bowl player. He didn't even make it into the top 15 his first year. So, you know, then you start talking about Luke Kuechly. You know, Luke Kuechly and Patrick Willis, there's not a whole lot to separate those two. And I would put Calvin Johnson in that same category where for a short period of time, very, very dominant. And along those lines, Tony Boselli. I mean, Tony Boselli's shorter career is probably even than those guys, but you're talking about a premium position, left tackle. Those guys are hard to find. You know, it seems like more guards are in than tackles because guards can stay in that position and play and be in the Pro Bowl 12 years. A left tackle, those guys are so difficult to find that if you can get a guy playing at a high, high level for 4, 5, 6 years, you really have to consider him for the Hall of Fame.
Phillip Rivers.
I think so. Yeah. I think eventually, again, you know, can't say first ballot, but I would say that there are so many guys and we could tick through. I was just thinking the other day about all the tight ends that are out there and you know, guys who are in that queue, right? Or guys who are going to be coming through there. But
what's the toughest position, though, Matt, when you look at as a voter, the toughest position to assess now with today's numbers and who is a Hall of Famer and who's not?
Well, I do think wide receiver is getting more difficult. I think that the most difficult, I think, positions to assess are kind of the grunt work positions. You know, how do you grade a guard, you know, a center, a left tackle, a right tackle? How about the defensive tackles? I mean, it's so much is put onto sacks if you're a defensive lineman. Well, you can definitely be a Hall of Fame player and not have 100 sacks. And so those are the positions where you can't compare apples to apples. That makes it difficult. Then when you start comparing different guys at different positions to those grunt work guys who you don't have a stat for, that's where it becomes really difficult.
Yeah, I figured running back because it used to be you got to 10,000 yards and you became a Hall of Famer. Now, you know, we have these hybrids. I thought Fred Taylor might be a Hall of Famer. I thought Ricky Waters deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. Ricky Waters was sort of the forerunner to what is today's running back now. He was a great pass catcher, ran for, you know, Tiki Barber on the cusp there as well. But I don't know how to assess those numbers or how we'll assess those numbers at running back in the coming years.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I cover the 49ers, so people hear, you know, Roger Craig, you know, why isn't he in the Hall of Fame? Yeah. You know, he was a finalist with the Blue Ribbon Committee last year as they kind of expanded the Hall of Fame class. But, I mean, talking about a guy there that played fullback, played halfback, caught passes out of the backfield, and he was kind of the guy that enabled Bill Walsh to do everything he wanted from that offense. So, yeah, no, it's very difficult. And I have my one vote and you throw it in there and you see what comes out the other side.
We appreciate you getting up and sharing this information with us, Matt. Have fun tonight, and we hope to have you on again. Thank you very much.
All right, Dan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Matt Maiocco. He's 49ers insider, NBC Sports Bay Area. Oh, I love the reaction on the other side when it was like, yeah, JJ, maybe not first ballot. Paulie got up out of his chair and
I ripped my flannel.
Easy there. Easy.
This guy new here?
Easy there. Oh, but then when I said Edelman, that's going to be a tough one. And I went, is it? Is it a tough one? We'll take a break. Your phone calls are up next here on The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-electric EQS sedan from Mercedes-Benz is luxury and innovation on a truly magnificent scale. It's not just the flagship of the Mercedes-Benz electric lineup. It sets a whole new standard for all luxury electric vehicles. You're going to marvel at this epic 56-inch touch-sensitive hyperscreen featuring self-upgrading next-generation AI and a beautiful, intuitive interface for both driver and front seat passenger. You'll experience next-level comfort in an exquisite spacious, near-silent cabin that makes this flagship feel more like you're piloting a spaceship. And you'll appreciate the graceful aerodynamic design that almost completely eliminates drag for an outstanding operating range of up to 350 miles on a single charge. The EQS is an object lesson in just how far electric mobility has come. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Take a test drive. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It's nice to have a golf simulator. When you go to work, part of your work is I get to shoot hoops. I have barbecue, pinball, golf simulator. Got my Callaway clubs. I have the par 3 7th at Pebble Beach. Man, one of these days when I get rid of the Danettes, I'll have this place to myself. It'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. Gibbs in Virginia. Hey, Gibbs, what's on your mind today?
What's going on, Danny?
Hey, Gibbs.
Auntie, how are you, man?
Uh-oh. Like, you're on speaker. Auntie? I can't hear you very well. All right. Yep. Sorry Danny. To bother you. Sorry to bother you, Gibbs, but you don't sound very good.
Danny, can you hear me?
Yeah, all right. Spit it out, Gibbs. You got me on headset or speakerphone here.
My bad, Danny.
Okay.
How are you, man?
All right.
I got a question for you. I'm going down to Ponte Vedra Beach today. Going to play TPC Sawgrass.
Ooh.
Tomorrow morning,
yeah.
I want a couple of tips around the course. I'm going down for one of my best friends from law school's wedding. Shout out to McLovin, not exactly Atticus Finch. And I have a question for you about the world's largest cocktail party.
Okay.
It's a 4 o'clock wedding. Do I try to attend the tailgate before the wedding? And if I do, do I have to show up in full tuxedo and wedding garb?
Okay, how far is it from the tailgate to the wedding?
I think Ponte Vedra is probably, I've looked at it on the map, and I'm not going to say probably, I've looked at it on the map, I'm not going to lie. About 20 minutes, maybe 25 with traffic.
Are you a groomsman?
I'm not. So, yeah, thank God I'm not.
Then you're good.
Just go?
Yeah. Yeah, nobody cares. Like, they're not going to go, well, where's Gibbs? Like,
well, I'm pretty popular, Dave.
Not popular enough to be a groomsman.
Well, easy, McLovin.
Yeah, Seton.
Say, it'd be more popular if he got his phone to work at the start of the call.
Yeah, that's
wow.
True. All right.
Wow. Come on.
Yeah. Once again, this is the man that McLovin referred to is not exactly Atticus Finch. He's a lawyer for a construction company. Good luck, Gibbs. We're all counting on
you. It's a step above working in the waste disposal business.
Gibbs. It made it sound like I called him and I was interrupting his day where he's trying to get on, get his phone together. Let me see. What do we have here? Dave in Indiana. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Being a diehard Bear fan, it kind of prompts me. I have to even ask this, but do you think the NFL would let the game go on tonight if Aaron Rodgers is on the COVID list and we have Nicky Mullins versus Tim Boyle, who's their backup?
I think it's a great question, Dave. I do. Fritzy, why don't you see if, I don't know if Shefty would answer that or could answer that. I don't know who we could ask. If Aaron Rodgers was somehow on the COVID list, would they be playing this game?
Why don't you just ask me, because I could tell you they're not. They wouldn't. That's a toughie.
I know. No Aaron Rodgers? Oh, man. You know, let's move it to... who is the backup? Boyle?
I think so.
He sounds like he's a Boston College quarterback or something. Yes, McLovin.
Well, they'd probably go to, like, election coverage and be like... They'd say, like, we're not going to... They want to rip the Band-Aid, get that game out of the way.
I mention Ricky Waters occasionally, and people look at me like, Ricky Waters? Ricky Waters was a great running back. Not good, great. Most consecutive seasons with at least 1,500 yards from scrimmage, receiving and rushing, all time. Most consecutive. LaDainian Tomlinson did it 8 times. Ricky Waters did it 7. Walter Payton, 6. Jim Brown, 5. Emmitt Smith, 5. Barry Sanders, 5. Ricky Waters was a great player who's not going to go in the Hall of Fame. One more item. We close up the second hour. Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.